Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Steve. America's top military officer, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has broken ranks with the commander-in-chief, Donald Trump. Last week, the Trump administration ordered Lafayette Square, directly across from the White House, cleared of mostly peaceful protesters. National Guard troops and federal police used pepper gas, stun grenades, and mounted officers. That cleared the way for Trump, along with the general and others, to walk over from the White House. Trump then stood alone in front of St. John's Church for the Bible-holding photo op seen around the world. He then summoned the others, including Milley, for a group photo. The general has been heavily criticized for thrusting the military into politics.
I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. As a commissioned, uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from.
General Milley's apology was not cleared with the White House, and Trump is said to be furious, but has yet to publicly say or tweet anything. The president has been reacting to growing calls to rename U.S. military bases that honor Confederate generals. Civil rights activists and some former military officials contend the Civil War-era generals they're currently named for committed treason to defend slavery. Even current Pentagon leaders were saying they were open to a bipartisan discussion of the topic. President Trump says no to that, shooting down any such talk, with his press secretary saying,
"These monumental and very powerful bases have become part of a great American heritage and a history of winning, victory, and freedom."
In addition, Trump will resume his raucous campaign rallies next week, with the first one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the 99th anniversary of a racial massacre there. The day, June 16th, is known, especially among African Americans, as Juneteenth. Black leaders are outraged he's doing that then and there, but Trump's press secretary contends,
"The African American community is very near and dear to his heart."
On the coronavirus front, with states continuing to roll back lockdowns, cases are rising in nearly half of them, with a death toll here now 113,000. And Millsy and Basil, that COVID news really rattled Wall Street. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 1,861 points, 7% of its value.